Guessing
Hello.
with Nicole.
This is Nicole.
Hi there, Nicole. So my name's Ethan on a recorded line. I'm following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
I'm pretty good.
Great, I'm glad to hear it. Now, are you interested in seeing if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I've already spoken with somebody.
Okay, do you have an attorney already that you've signed up with and they're helping you?
I'm still waiting for the attorney to call me.
Okay, so did you sign anything with them yet for them to help you?
No.
Okay, well, let's look into it. I can actually get you signed up right now and we'll see what we can do to help you with this. So, are you interested in seeing if you can participate though?
Sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I'll be as quick as possible. This should actually only be about 10 minutes of your time. So, just to confirm, you did say that you do not have an attorney and you have not signed any documents, packets of information, or signed anything digitally either for an attorney in regards to this lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And you're filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Gotcha. So, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking the Depo-Provera shots?
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, I'm really sorry to hear about that, but hopefully we can help you out here. Are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And were you taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. And that would be at least 4 shots within that year as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember what date you were diagnosed?
I was just diagnosed just recently. Let's
Was it in the
see,
last several months?
yes, it was. I think it was this month or last month, one of the two.
Gotcha. Was it sometime in October?
I can, let me see.
If you're not 100% sure, I don't need the exact date, but just your
Okay.
absolute best.
It was let's see, what is today, the 18th?
Yeah, today is
Oh,
November 8th.
it was just actually it was just a couple of weeks ago, if that.
Hello?
Yeah. I said
Gotcha, sorry.
it was just a couple of weeks ago,
Oh,
actually.
okay. Was it so like somewhere in the beginning of November?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put November 4th then because that was exactly 2 weeks ago from today. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and what is your birthday?
June 21st of 72.
Okay, June 21st, 1972. In addition, do you happen to know anyone else that may have been taking Depo-Provera that could have been affected and might have a meningioma?
I do not.
Yeah, if you don't, that's perfectly okay. We just always ask for references because we try to help as many people as possible. Nicole, was it
Okay.
the name brand Depo-Provera that you were taking?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And you did mention already that you used it for at least a minimum of a year, and it was also at least 4 shots, right?
Correct.
Okay. Were you using it between January 1st of 1992 to the present date?
Yes.
Okay, what date did you start using it? Again, this doesn't have to be exact either, but just your best estimate.
I'm gonna say at least, I think it was about 92 that I started using it.
Okay, but you're sure it
And
was
I
in 92?
I'm not positive, but that's a roundabout when I was.
Okay, do you remember when you stopped taking it?
Just recently, probably 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you were taking it for more than 20 something years?
Yes.
Gotcha. Do you remember about what year you stopped taking it?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. Okay. So I
Yep.
would say if I do 2021, right?
Correct.
Okay. And if you're not sure of an exact date, I can just put January 1st of 2021. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah, that was about, it was about that time of year.
Okay. And then you know what? I know we did go over this once, but I just want to be 100% clear. I know you did mention you spoke to an attorney about this case, but I want to be
I haven't
sure that,
actually spoken
yeah.
to an attorney.
Oh, okay. And so you've never.
They just like said that I had enough to move on to speak with an attorney,
Oh,
and no,
okay.
and I'm still waiting for an attorney to call me.
Okay, gotcha. So you're positive that you've never signed any kind of paperwork for anyone about this?
No, I have not.
Gotcha. Okay. And yeah, like I did mention, this intake is actually pretty quick, so it'd only be another few minutes of your time. Can you confirm
Okay.
your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And what is your marital status?
I'm married.
You're married. Okay. What is your first, middle, and last name?
Nicole and A and Cowles, Cowles.
Okay, so I have your first, middle, and last name as Nicole A. Cowles. I want to confirm the spelling as well. That's NICOLE. For your middle name, you just said the letter A, right?
Oh, it's ANNE.
Oh, okay, gotcha. ANNE. And then your last name, Cowles, COWLES, right?
That's all. Yep, that is all correct.
Perfect. Do you have a suffix in your name?
No, I don't.
And what is your social?
I don't necessarily give that out to anybody.
Yeah, so just for your information, Nicole, the reason why we ask for your social is because the attorneys that we partner with do need that in order to pull your medical information. Additionally, the attorneys we partner with are also monitored and regulated by the Bar Association. So if there is ever any mishandling of your personal information, there would be penalties for us and they would lose their licenses as well. We, of course, do take your privacy very seriously. Additionally, if you're not comfortable sharing that right now, I can also just take the last four.
Okay, I was gonna say, but I don't know that's who you really are, so I'm not comfortable with that yet. I will give you the last four.
Yeah, I can pick the
One
last four. That's perfectly fine.
1650.
1650. And Nicole, if it makes you feel better, what I can do is I can actually send you a text message and an email. It's going to contain my phone number, my company email, my company name. It'll have all my contact information so you can reach out if you
Okay.
have any questions or concerns, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so as soon as I hang up the phone here, I'll go ahead and make sure everything gets sent to you, all right?
Okay.
So yeah, and then as far as your email, I have one down on file already. It's going to be Sebrel. Did I say that correctly? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
Gotcha. So it's Sebrel, SEBRELL underscore Nicole 72 at yahoo.com.
That is correct.
Okay, and then the best phone number to reach you at, I have it down as 616-893-1177.
That is correct.
Okay, and is this a smartphone or a home phone?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone, gotcha. And do you prefer to be called, texted, or reached by email?
Either of them are fine. I
Okay.
tend to not really answer my phone if I don't recognize the number. The only reason I did is because it's a 517 area code, and that's not the area I live in, so.
Gotcha, yeah, that makes sense. And then, is there a best time to reach you at? Was it morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon usually.
Gotcha. And what's the best mailing address for you, Nicole?
1130 Nicholson, Nicolson Street, and that's Wayland, Wayland, Michigan, 49348.
Okay, you said 1130 Mickelson Street, right?
Correct.
And that's in Wayland, Michigan. Sorry, repeat the zip code one more time for me, please. I missed that.
49348.
49348.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. 1130. Oh, I have 1130 Wayland Drive. Is that it?
No, it's Nicholson Street.
Oh, right. Sorry. I actually punched that in completely correct. I'm so sorry. Mickelson Street.
And
And that's
that's
Wayland.
Wayland, Michigan.
Okay. And that was, sorry. I'm sorry. I have to punch in the street or the address, and then it pulls up a different form to show me the exact one. The zip code was, one more time?
49348.
49348. Gotcha. Okay. 1130 Mickelson Street. And that's going to be Wayland, Michigan 49348.
Correct.
Gotcha. So sorry about that. I know
That's
this,
okay.
yeah, the way this address gets put in, sometimes it makes some mistakes and it can be a little bit confusing. So I do apologize for that. Is
It's
this
okay.
and Nicole, is this like an apartment that has an apartment number, or is it just a house?
That's a house.
Okay, and then just want to confirm because it's still not coming up for me. So for the spelling of Mickelson, is that MICHELSON?
It's N is in Nancy, ICOLSON.
Oh, that's why I had it totally out of line. 1130 Nicholson Street.
Correct.
Okay, and that is in Wayland, Michigan.
Correct.
Gotcha. I am so sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, so 1130 Nicholson Street, Wayland, Michigan. And it deleted the zip code again. I'm so sorry.
49348.
49348. Gotcha. I'll
Yep.
punch that in one more time.
Okay.
49348. Okay. And then do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
I actually had a brain MRI that was just done, and I only have the name of the person that read the MRI that diagnosed it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What was that doctor's name?
Okay, give me just a second. I gotta get in there.
Yeah, take your time. No worries.
Let's see. So his name was David P as in Paul, O Z as in Zoo, I V as in Victor, I L K O, and he's a MD.
Okay, you said so his first name is David, DAVID, and then his last name is POZIV as in Victor, IOKO. Is that correct?
No, L is in long.
L as in.
LKO.
Oh, L instead of the K?
No, LKO instead of OKO.
Okay, LKO. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so POZ as in zebra, IV as in Victor, ILKO.
Correct.
Okay, and I can actually just go ahead and Google his name just to be 100% sure I have all of this correct. Okay, yeah, I found him. David Pozavilko. I hope I said that correctly.
Yeah, I don't
Pozavilko.
know.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, as long as the spelling is correct, that's all that matters. What was the name of the hospital where you were diagnosed?
Corwell Health.
You said Corwell?
Yep.
Okay, Corwell Health. I'll look that up too. Corwell Health. And that's where David was working, right?
That's who read the report.
Okay, Corwell Health. Was that also in Wayland?
What is that? Is that Wyoming, babe?
Where? 68?
Where I went? Over, yes.
68 Street is Cutlerville.
Cutlerville. It's Cutlerville, Michigan.
Okay, so you said Corwell Health, Cutlerville, Michigan, right?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And that one is on 68th Street.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. Thankfully, this one is going much smoother, so I can actually just go ahead and copy and paste that address and name. And okay, and you did say Corwell as in Core well, Well, right?
Yes, correct.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you for confirming that.
Yep.
Okay, and then I have their phone number on file as 877-362-8362.
I guess so. It doesn't show me the phone number.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and just put that down then. That's what their website is showing.
Okay.
Okay, so 80s, and then you did say it's the one on 68th Street, right?
Correct.
And then prior to this, Ms. Nicole, did you have any other cancer diagnosis before your meningioma?
No.
Okay. Were you treated by the same Mr. David Pezzavilco as well?
No. I had seen a neurologist for some cognitive. I have a mild cognitive disorder. And they did, I had neuro testing done, and they wanted to get a brain MRI done.
Oh, okay, gotcha. What doctor was treating you then?
Her name was, let's see, I will give it to you in just a second.
If you even just remember the last name, I could probably look it up.
Her name was Rohrs, R-O-H-R-S, I think, and Laura.
Laura Rohrs?
Yes.
Okay, and you said, so first name Laura, L-A-U-R-A, last name Rohrs, R-O-H-R-S.
I believe so.
Okay, was this also at Corewell Health?
No, she's from, no, she's from Pine Rest.
Pine, you said Pine West.
Pine Rest, R-E-S-T.
Pine Rest, was this also in Grand Rapids?
This is, okay, well, actually, that's not true. I'm sorry, forgive me.
Oh, no worries.
She is part of Corewell Health Neurology.
Okay, Corewell, is that at the same address?
No. Nope.
Is it the one on Beltline Avenue?
Yes. Yep. 2750.
Yeah, 2750 East Beltline Avenue, Grand Rapids, Michigan, right?
Correct.
Okay, and you did say this was Corewell Health Neuropsychology?
No, it's just neurology. Corewell Health Neurology.
Okay, gotcha. I do see here on the website. Okay, no, you're right. Corewell Health Neurology. Sorry. And then, okay, so 2750 East Beltline Avenue, and then I'll go ahead and pull their phone number from their site as well. I have it here
it's
as
right
61.
Here. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I have it down here as 616-267-7104.
Yep, that's what I have too.
Okay, and then this question is in regards to the doctor that was actually administering or prescribing the Depo-Provera to you. Do you remember that doctor as well?
Well, I had two different, I had it administered in two different, the first time I started receiving it was at, in Lansing, Michigan at, well, I'm drawing a blank, I'm sorry. It's,
I would say
the health department.
Gotcha. Okay, I would say that just so you know, I only have the option to put one treating doctor down for the Depo-Provera, so I guess whichever one you best remember.
Do you want the latest doctor or the earliest?
I think the attorneys we partner with would most likely prefer the latest, but if anything, if they need the other one, they can also request that later as well.
Okay, so that would be Linda Bessert, B-E-S-S-E-R-T.
Okay.
And she's in Wayland, Michigan with Metro Health West.
And you said that's in Wayland, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. Is that on 893 East Superior Street?
I think she's on West Superior now.
Okay. But when you were being administered, that was the correct address, though?
Yep.
Okay, so I have it down as 893 East Superior Street, and you did confirm that was Wayland Health Center, Metro Health West Wayland, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and jump that
down. I think it's University of Michigan Health.
Oh, yes. University of Michigan Health West, Wayland Health Center.
Yep. Yes, that's correct.
Gotcha, gotcha. I'll pull their phone number as well, which I have down here as 616-252. 3400.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was the one administering Deborah Provera, right?
Correct.
Okay, and it's also asking for a pharmacy name. I would assume it's the same facility.
No, it was actually Meyer Pharmacy, and on Gaines, it was Gaines Township on Marketplace Boulevard, Caledonia.
Okay, you said Meyer Pharmacy?
Yes.
Meyer Pharmacy, and what was the address again? I'm sorry.
It was in Caledonia, Marketplace Boulevard is all I know.
Meyer Pharmacy, you said Caledonia Marketplace?
Yeah, let me see, I might actually have...
Oh, you know what, I think I found it. Meyer Pharmacy, 1801 Marketplace Drive Southeast, Caledonia, Michigan.
Correct.
Perfect. You know what, Google is such a convenient tool. I am so glad
it
I have
really
it.
It really is.
Makes my life 1,000 times easier.
Here's in mind both.
Okay. And then Meyer spelled M-E-I-J-E-R, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'll copy and paste their phone number from their site as well. And
okay.
Then punch in Meyer Pharmacy. And okay. And do you happen to have a copy of your medical records for your meningioma diagnosis?
I access it on what we call my chart.
Okay, gotcha. If you are able to access it, would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically? Don't worry about it. The attorneys that we partner with are very good at recovering all of this information on your behalf. So if you're not able to access it yourself, that's okay. We mostly just need to know that it for sure exists.
Okay. I can copy and paste. It won't let me screenshot anything out of my chart.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Yeah, the attorneys will be able that we partner with, the attorneys we partner
okay.
with, they'll be able to handle all the medical records that in that regard. So they're
okay.
actually they're very good at doing that, so you most likely won't have to provide any of that yourself.
Okay.
That's one of the best parts of having an attorney for a case like this is that they do all the legwork because it can get really complicated. I mean, you're going through thousands of records, proving diagnoses, proving treatments,
yeah.
et cetera. And for the average person, it can be a lot, you know, like a lot.
Yeah.
And it's so, again, we just need to make sure that they do exist. And sounds like they do, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Okay. Gotcha. And then lastly, we're actually almost done here. Lastly, I just need to put down an emergency contact. Now, usually we very rarely ever reach out to them. This is just in case anything unfortunate happens to you and we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Do you have
okay.
anyone you want to use for an emergency contact?
We could use my spouse.
Okay. Does your spouse live with you?
He does.
Okay. And what's his name?
Sean, S-E-A-N.
Okay.
And the same last name.
Okay, so Sean, and then I'll put down Cowles, C-O-W-L-E-S, right?
Correct.
Okay, what's his phone number?
616-252-9495.
9495. Okay, 616-252-9495.
Correct.
Okay, and you said this is your spouse, right?
Correct.
Okay, and first name, so last name, of course, is the same, and first name is Sean, S-E-A-N, right?
That is correct.
Okay, and what's his email address?
His first and last name, 1972@gmail.
Okay, 1972@gmail.com. And you did say you guys live in the same house, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and I just want to confirm that one more time because I know I messed it up 1,000 times. I'm so sorry. So it's 1130 Nicholson Street, and that's spelled N-I-C-O-L-S-O-N, right?
That is correct.
Okay, and that's Wayland, Michigan, 49348.
Yes.
Okay, and I think I forgot to ask, actually, because I was getting so mixed up. Is this an apartment with an apartment or unit number, or is it just a house?
It's a house.
Just a house, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for confirming. Again, I really do appreciate your patience.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, you know what? This is actually my first day on this job. I don't know if you can tell.
No, I can't, actually.
Yeah, sorry. It's mostly technological
kinks. There's a lot of technicalities when you're dealing with stuff like this.
I'm sorry, sometimes the technology, because I'm navigating a lot of this for the first time, so honestly, the technology can be so confusing and misleading sometimes, so I'll have to go through something and then jump through all these hoops. In any case, Nicole, I do appreciate your patience again. That's almost all I needed from you today. What I'm going to go ahead and do now is I'm going to draft up some retaining documents for you to sign with the attorneys we partner with, and I'm going to go ahead and just take a few moments to review all that to make sure the information is correct, okay?
Okay.
Additionally, I'm going to go through a quick checklist and make sure I did not miss a single thing. I'll read off a number of items, and if any of them sound incorrect, just go ahead and stop me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Nicole, we did confirm that you do not have an attorney. You've never signed any documents for anyone to represent you for this case. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after using Depo-Provera as a contraceptive. You used it for at least a year. I think you said around more than 20 years. And you definitely had more than 4 shots, right?
Yes.
It was the name brand Depo-Provera that you were using.
Yep.
And you were receiving injections between 1992 to the present day?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to go ahead and draft these real quick, though, Nicole. Would you prefer to receive these documents by email, text message, or both?
Probably both.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make sure they both make their way to you. Additionally, just to let you know, when you're done signing them, it's going to email you a copy of the entire thing, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and send this as a draft. Give me just a second. Oh, it's telling me I need to log back into my form submission. Give me just a second here. Okay, let me see if this works. Is it sending? Log in. Okay, perfect. Now I have the draft here. I'm going to go ahead and review this real quickly. So this is for Nicole and Cowles, of course. And yeah, all I'm doing here is making sure that the critical information is correct, because if for some reason, if I made a typo or anything like that, then it would have to be re-signed, and I just don't want to have to make you do all that again.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So your full name, Nicole Ann Cowles, N-I-C-O-L-E, middle name Ann, A-N-N-E. Your last name is Cowles, C-O-W-L-E-S.
Right.
Okay, you live on 1130 Nicholson Street in Wayland, Michigan, 49348. Your phone number is 616-893-1177. I have your email address here as sabrell_nicole72@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Gotcha. And your birthday is June 21st, 1972.
That is correct.
And your social security, or the last 4 of it at least, is 1650.
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Looks like everything on my end is good. I'm going to go ahead and click send, and you should be receiving a text message momentarily with all of these documents in a DocuSign link. So let me know when you get that.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I am so sorry. When I refreshed and I logged in, I think it only sent it to your email. You might have to check your email.
Nope, it went to my text.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So you should see a link in there. It's going to be a DocuSign link. You can just go ahead and click that. It's going to prompt you to initial or signature, I think 5 or 6 different fields.
Yeah. Okay.
And what these are, just so you know as well, these are retaining documents. These just state that the attorneys that we partner with will be representing you. And it also gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf.
Okay. Please start to begin.
And okay, you know what? I'll go ahead and make us a little bit more time efficient. While you're doing that, I will send you my text message with my personal line, and I'll go ahead and send you an email with all my information as well. So give me just a second. I'll send you that text. So the number I'm calling you on here, this is actually not my personal line. So I'm going to be texting you from a 949 number. That's what you want to call back should you have any questions or concerns.
Okay.
Okay, and then just let me know when you're done signing so I can review it for us as well.
Okay, I just went down through there and did it all.
Okay, did you hit finish at the top?
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll go ahead and check and make sure that's gone through correctly. I'll go ahead and click review. And I'm just going to make sure that everything here went through correctly. Because again, this technology can sometimes be so frustrating. And I just want to be sure that I don't have to bother you with this again.
Okay.
Okay. And yeah, all right. Everything looks good on my end. So Nicole, that's all I needed from you today. I greatly appreciate your patience and your understanding. Thank you so much. Just to let you know, in the next several days, hopefully 24 to 48 hours, sometimes sooner, sometimes later, the attorneys that we partner with are going to be reaching out to you on another call similar to this, just to confirm that all this information is correct. And then from there on out, that should be the last thing you need to do in regards to this case, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, so absolutely, Nicole. Again, I do appreciate your time and your patience. I'm glad I could be of service to you, and I am wishing you all the best, okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.